It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bitcoin used in 2010 to buy two pizzas, now worth a measly $82 million.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
Kevin James, hello.
All right, and news is brought to you by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane and Haven Real Estate.
Nom Nom.
What's going on, Kevin?
You know, Steve, not much. What's going on with you?
Oh.
Isn't it news time with Kevin James?
It is. I really, right now, want to get Steve in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
No, I mean a relaxed, fun mood.
Oh, well, that's never going to happen.
No, you're over there, you're running the board, and I understand that it is a little, you know,
a little stressful.
Stressful, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But also, like today, just this entire studio has had about the energy. It's not a good energy.
You don't
it's
think
not?
So? I thought so. It's just a little quieter is all.
Okay. It definitely feels quieter. It definitely just feels like a little, you know.
You remember the text we got from Jay?
Cautious. Yes.
I think it was be nice was the.
Yep.
And it was like.
Steve's running the board. Be nice. And then Monty said, not a chance.
Yeah.
And then exactly I booed Monty. Right.
And what I would like to do right now.
Okay.
Is just a little segment called Open Phones, where we just have people call in. And you can say anything you want. Hopefully, some people will tell Steve he's doing a great job.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully.
Build up his confidence a little bit so that he feels better about it. Steve, how does this make you feel trying to do open phones?
Fine. I don't know.
What sure.
Here, let me call you. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Bruce, you know the number is 509-441-0999.
That's all you have to do. Call right now. It's open phones.
Is there an open for that?
We do actually have an open for that, okay. Steve. It's an oldie. It's a goodie.
Do you want me to find that?
It's something you've probably never heard because I think it only got played when Jay's on vacation.
Well,
it used to be
a fallback,
a Slim and Kevin favorite. Yeah, just you know, open phones. They're fine. But I didn't know. What's wrong, Steve?
I can. Do you want me to try and find it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, you don't have to play the open. Oh, okay. If you have it, that's great. Well, but if you don't,
forget it.
That's fine too. Did anybody call?
Oh yeah, we got some people on the phone.
Oh, okay, let's go.
All right. Well, here we are. All right. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Steve. I just want to say that you were doing a wonderful job. Hang in there, buddy.
Thank you, Warren.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the first call is Warren.
I feel much better now, though. Does that help? Let's see if we can get Bruce here or someone else. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say, Steve, you're doing fine.
Yes.
All right, Steve. Fine.
Well, thank you.
Fine.
But Warren and Bruce, I love you so much.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, thank you. This is Monty.
I want to know on Tuesday what time you guys have meet at your secret coffee spot so I can come and hug you.
Oh, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. I'm totally going to come one day. I love you guys.
All right.
That would be great.
Yeah. What's your name?
My name's Petra. We've played pizza show before. I beat you guys.
Uh-huh. Well, of course.
You beat the Friday crew. Yeah.
So. Yes.
We're smart.
It's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
So I got nothing on that.
All right. Yeah, Monty, sorry. You will not be getting a hug.
No
hug. You will not be involved.
Yeah. Right. Well, thanks for the call, Petra. Appreciate it.
Yes. Have a great day.
Yep. You too.
Okay. Now we've built up Warren and Monty's, Bruce and Warren's. Egos,
yeah.
You know, with some hugs. Monty is now down in the dumps.
Oh, boy.
And Steve is?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm good. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
You almost got me, Monty. Oh, good morning. Who's this?
My name is Jesse.
Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, actually.
All right, yeah. Hey,
what's something that's happened recently that would prove that you're doing well?
Well, Kevin, I actually know you. You DJ'd, well, actually, Jacob DJ'd, but you were the DJ for my wife, Jordan, and I.
Oh, yeah, you and Jordan out there at the Coeur d'Alene Storybook. Yeah, you guys are awesome.
You know, I got to say the same thing about you guys. My mom had a massive stroke on Mother's Day.
Oh, I'm sorry
to hear that.
And just the banter that you guys have in the mornings has really helped.
Well, like, good.
All my days. Steve, I got to say, your laugh is one of the most contagious laughs I've ever heard. And it just makes me laugh every time you get that really, like, that chuckle. But it's weird because, like, I've only met Kevin, but you guys, I don't think you know that there's so many listeners that feel like your family.
Cool.
Jesse, that is a very, very nice thing to say.
Yes, it is.
And wow. That, I really appreciate that. I hope things are, you know, getting better with your mom and that, you know, the fact that anything that we do, our stupidity and just having fun helps out, that is really nice.
For sure.
That's awesome.
It does. It helps propel the day. Yeah, good. Definitely. Appreciate you guys more than you know.
Hey, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, you know what? You're awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, Jess.
You too. Thanks,
yep.
Guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Oh, that was so nice.
Yeah, very nice.
God. Man, now that was
very nice.
How are you feeling, Steve?
I'm feeling pretty great.
I bet you good. Are. Yeah,
that was nice. Do you want to take another caller? Do we have time? I guess we have time if we want.
See, I love this. Steve, we're a minute over, and he's willing to take another caller.
Nice.
This is my guy. Let's go, Steve.
You want me to do it? I'm doing it.
Yeah, I want you to do it.
Good morning, Jane, Kevin, show. Who's this?
Can you guys play Famous by Mason Ramsey, please? Thanks.
Brandon Bros.
Whoa.
And that is our favorite, Brandon
Bros. Did
he
just hang up?
Anytime he can get through on open phones, he will ask for Mason Ramsey and then just hang up.
Wow, that was pretty amazing.
Hey, Brandon, the answer is still no.
Well, there you go.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, final story time brought to you by the Good Feet Store. So thanks to them. And all those calls, so very nice. And we got some texts too. So appreciate all that.
Yeah,
very,
that's
very
great.
Kind.
Thank you, folks.
Very kind.
I do have a dilemma that I may need. We may need to figure this out right now, fellas. We ordered some breakfast.
Yeah.
And then only to find out that our guest lot where they have to deliver it. Yeah. Is locked.
I can go out and wait.
Ikramula, let's see, he's, oh man, I can't tell if he's it says he's here, he's arriving now.
Oh.
I sent him a message that said hopefully you'll be able to pull off of Boone onto that little ramp, right? You can pull
up
away.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think the gate's up longer.
Maybe that. So if you guys want to maybe go out and see if there's a man out there with food,
yeah,
that would be great.
Go out the side door like Steve always takes us out?
Yeah.
Okay. How do we get back in? One of us stands at the door.
Yes. One of you stand at the door. That's a great idea.
Go for it.
Wait, Steve, can they go or are we going to get in trouble?
Ooh, yeah, I think we need to go with them.
No, okay.
That'll be fine. Where are you at?
Well, do you want me to? I can
go with them. Hey, they already dropped it off at the door.
Oh, okay.
This guy's a champ. It's at the front door. It's at the wrong door, but that's okay.
That's okay.
All right, we can find it.
Okay, so we can go get it after this.
We'll get a commercial break then. Yeah.
Yeah, because we are not going to have Steve do open phones recklessly and allow someone to walk through the building.
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
That is, now, those are rules that, I think those rules were made to be broken. Like, they don't even apply to you guys.
They wouldn't see us.
But just in case.
Hey, we wouldn't see you, that's for sure.
All right, easy.
The only thing I don't like is that door that you guys usually go through is...
It goes right by the...
Yeah, it's next to the TV general manager and, like, very important people.
We could sneak along on the floor, crawl on our hands and knees.
Bruce is willing to do anything to get this food. I can tell you that right now.
And on our phones, we could play the Mission Impossible theme.
Listen to this. Here's a final story of the day. Michigan's Department of Natural Resources is encouraging all residents to be lazy this fall. And do not rake your leaves.
What?
They say it's better for your yard's ecosystem.
I haven't raked mine.
You have it? Mm-mm. Well, so you're doing the right thing. It's better for your yard's ecosystem.
I was going to say, and I'm not planning on it either. Oh. I don't want to.
That's the way to go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's it going to look like in the spring?
I don't know. What does it do? Monty, are you familiar with this at all?
Yeah, it breaks down and just adds nutrients to the ground.
So it really is not a huge problem.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, they say it's a trend that's gotten a little popular lately where more and more people are just leaving their leaves.
That's funny, leaving their leaves.
Leaving their leaves. Yeah.
It does look kind of nice, though, too, like a nice...
Yeah, bed, like a bed, like a like a carpet.
Mm. When was
they
the last
say
time?
Oh, sorry, if you don't like to rake them, leave them. Just skip it. Lots of bugs and other critters use those leaves in winter, either hiding amongst the foliage or eating it. And they say, believe it or not, if you just let nature take care of itself, it will.
Groovy.
Hmm. I mean, this is great news.
That's really good news.
Let's see if they just... Could they leave Manitou Park completely...
Ooh.
Just do nothing to it. Let Manitou just be full of leaves.
Well, that'd be brutal, but they
That's
could.
That's a lot of leaves.
That is.
I'd be down for seeing it.
Yeah. When was the last time that you guys jumped through a pile of leaves, or jumped into, I guess, a pile of leaves?
Probably when my girls were still home, living at home.
Okay.
Ooh, geez.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. But
last week, for me, my granddaughter was at our house, and we raked some leaves up, and we flopped in them.
Oh, you did it too?
Oh, yeah. She
You're
makes
the best,
me.
Grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
She makes me.
He disappeared into the leaf pile.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that the truth? She makes me.
Yeah. It's true, though.
That's how it works with grandkids. You're right.
Monty? I mean, it's fair. Right?
How about you, Monty?
I can't remember the last time, honestly. Been a while.
Not a big leaf jumper, huh?
Been a day or two. But we don't have leaves that are jumpable. We have pine needles.
Pine needles.
Oh, yeah. So, dude, that's not a fun pile to jump into.
Yeah, that's not the good one.
So. Steve, when was the last time you jumped into leaves?
10 years ago, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know, something like
college?
That.
College?
Yeah, maybe after.
All right.
I don't know. Huh. Just have a good time, rake up the leaves, jump a little bit.
That sounds like a song.
Did your parents have a lot of leaves at their place?
Yeah, they got some pretty big trees.
Yeah.
Kind of on there.
Well, we'll have to call King Peter and tell him not to rake them.
Save them for me for when I come by, yeah.
Well, no, just leave them there. Yeah, leave them. Let the ecosystem do its job.
He might have already done it. I don't know, actually. It's a good question. It is that time of year, after all.
Yes.
That's true. We'll have to check in with King Peter.
Where King Peter's at, is it about the same weather as here?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes exactly the same, which is kind of weird.
Wow, that is weird.
But they normally, the Chicago area,
wow,
Northbrook, Illinois, is where they're going to get more snow than we do normally, right?
I think so. I mean, what was this past winter, was that kind of an unusual?
For here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was definitely lighter than normal.
Okay. So it's hard for me to say because I guess I don't really know.
Okay. But Chicago, you pretty consistently are going to get snow.
Yeah, I mean, nothing too crazy. It's
okay.
it's the lake effect sometime that can be pretty
and
bad.
The wind.
Sure.
Is there a lot of wind from
sometimes.
The lake, from that lake effect? Yeah.
It depends. But I feel like everywhere that I've lived it's like, it's pretty windy here. Well, yeah. Okay, it's pretty windy everywhere.
Well, I guess and if you're, Monty, you grew up in the West Plains area and I suppose it's as windy as Chicago.
Well, no, Cheney wasn't bad. And I mean, Cheney's a little bit lower and protected by a lot of trees. It's just the straight out Airway Heights,
yeah.
It's just windy.
Always.
Oh, wait.
Oh, man. Is it ever? Except when it's foggy. The wind doesn't blow. Uh-huh. Man, oh, man, it can get foggy up there.
Tell us more.
That's something.
I
is that a fact?
It's a fact.
Warren, what are we looking up on our phone? Because you're in the middle of trying to talk, but you're also looking up something on your phone. Can you share it, or is it?
Well, I will in a minute.
Inappropriate.
I wanted to get. No. It's not inappropriate. I'm just trying to get the facts straight first.
It's a great question, though.
Warren. Just the facts, please.
Thank you. I was just kind of wondering what he was up to.
Yeah.
No good. Probably.
You're trying to look up facts on something.
Yes. Presidents.
Oh. Why?
Well. Because I looked at him last week, I don't know why, but I did. And President.
But what about the conversation that we were having that led you to look up presidents?
I can't remember.
Boredom?
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
I mean, in the middle of a conversation, well, we were talking about leaves.
I know, but my... And then we talked about Bruce, you know, diving in, and then Monty says, well, they didn't have to be very deep or something like that. Well, that put me into a thing that I worked up last week about the shortest president ever, which I believe was James Madison.
Oh, okay. And that, you know what? That at least makes some sense.
Yeah. And he was 5'4", and I believe he weighed under 100 pounds.
Oh, my.
And he was the president.
Yeah. I think it was James Madison.
Wow. It doesn't seem like a big enough man to run a country.
It doesn't, does it?
They were a lot smaller back then.
That's true. Everybody was smaller, but dang. 5'4", 100 pounds.
Huh.
Jump in a leaf and never come back.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
The Super Bowl is being played in Las Vegas. What is the famous nickname for Vegas?
Kevin James.
Vegas Strip. Okay, that's it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank
well
you very much.
Well done. All right, fellas, it's time to play Beat the Show. Indaba Coffee is up for grabs, a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee. And we got a first-time challenger, actually. Mike is on the phone with us.
Really?
Morning, Mike.
Yeah. How's it going, guys?
Good. Hey, Mike, I'd just like to say congratulations.
Yeah, I'm excited that I got through.
Excellent. Well, the topic for today, I forgot to mention that once again, is parents.
Parents. Oh,
is the topic.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We're feeling pretty good about that?
Sounds nope, easy, but close. I doubt it.
All right. Mike, well, you got to challenge our Friday crew friends, of course, to 7 questions. You get 60 seconds. They get 60 seconds. They are leaving the room right now. If you get stuck on something, feel free to pass. And
they're also in the middle of eating.
Yeah.
So your chances of winning are even higher.
Yeah. I think they're a little distracted, perhaps.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think I covered all the rules. Does that all sound about right, Kevin?
Sounded good to me, okay. Steve. Let's do it.
All right, Mike, you ready?
Let's go.
All righty. Lionel Richie is the father of Nicole Richie. What reality show did Nicole do with Paris Hilton? What did they star in the early 2000s?
Pass.
Who is Stewie, Meg, and Chris's mom on the TV show Family Guy?
What is her name? Dang it, pass.
What is the name of the movie where Lindsay Lohan played the identical twin daughters?
Dang it, pass again.
Dax Shepard was on the TV show Parenthood. Who is Dax's wife? She's a famous actress.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. Dang it, I'm blank. It's harder than you think when you get on the phone.
It is a little different.
I know, yeah. Okay, let's go to the next one then, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, LeBron James and his son play pro basketball for what team?
Lakers.
Okay, who was Ben Stiller's famous dad?
Jerry Stiller.
Jerry Stiller. Okay, perfect. All right, let's see.
I just want to make sure you had at least two because I can't imagine these guys getting more than two.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Should we? I don't even see
them. Well, the thing that made me upset is I watch Family Guy often. And
you could not think of Lois.
I should know. I should have known her name. And as soon as you said it, I went blank.
Sometimes, you know, that's what happens, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's the pressure of it all. So,
it is, 100%.
Let's see if we can...
Let's bring these clowns back in and see what the circus provides us today.
Oh, they actually heard me. I didn't think I was loud enough. Well done. All right, they're making their way back in here. Mike, let's see how they do. Hold on for a second, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, not you, Monty.
Not us?
No. Oh, you're gone. It's your time right now.
I think Bruce, to answer the question, he gets the first question.
Okay.
Bruce, you got the first one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bruce, here we go. Lionel Richie is the father of Nicole Richie.
Yeah.
What reality show did Nicole do with Paris Hilton in the early 2000s?
2000s. Pass.
Okay. Who is Stewie, Meg, and Chris's mom on the TV show Family Guy?
That me?
That's you.
Her name's Mabel.
Mabel. Okay. What is the name of the movie where Lindsay Lohan played...
Attaboy.
Dax Shepard was on the TV show Parenthood. Who's Dax's wife? She's a famous actress.
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Dax.
LeBron James and his son play pro basketball for what team?
Why did I have to get this?
This is right up your alley, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, it's right up my alley. Philadelphia Eagles.
There you go. Very close.
Who was Ben Stiller's famous dad?
I knew that at one time, and I passed.
Pass on that one? Okay.
Mr. Stiller.
Billy Ray Cyrus has two famous daughters who sing. Should I finish the question?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Bruce doesn't even want to try. Fair enough. Let's go over some answers, shall we? Mike, you're looking pretty good, I'll tell you that. Question number one. Lionel Richie is the father of Nicole Richie. What reality show did Nicole... do with Paris Hilton in the early 2000s. I got passes all around, actually, on that one.
Oh, the simple life.
So we're still tied.
Yeah, good. Yeah. The simple life. Oh. Yeah. Very good, Kevin. Did you actually know that? Or did
oh,
you
yeah. No, okay. I know that.
Okay, nice. Zeros on the board so far. Like,
what do they sell at Walmart? Like walls? It's a quote from that show.
one of the many good quotes from that show, right? Who is Stewie, Meg, and Chris's mom on the TV show Family Guy? Mabel from Warren, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it. I think her name's Mabel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Mike had a pass on that one.
No, he was so mad because Mike knows that he watches Family Guy and he just couldn't think of it.
Do you know what it is now, Mike?
I can't remember.
Okay. Lois.
It's Mabel. Lois Griffin.
Lois.
Mabel. Yeah. Oh, it's Lois?
It's not Mabel. Oh. Not Mabel. Still 0-0. What is the name of the movie where Lindsay Lohan played identical twin daughters? Oh, Monty with the parent trap.
And he jumped out there, didn't he?
Yeah. 1-0 in favor of the Friday crew.
What?
Dax Shepard. Right?
I said
him. Okay. Dax Shepard was on the TV show Parenthood. Who is Dax's wife? Mrs. Dax from Bruce. Mm-hmm. Pass from you on that one, I think, to Mike. And the correct answer was Kristen Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know that well.
No idea.
1-0 still for
He's
the Friday.
He's real famous.
LeBron James, his son plays, he and his son play pro basketball for what team? Mike said L.A. Lakers. Warren said Philadelphia Eagles.
Which is a football team.
I mean, that's it's a sport.
Okay. It's close.
Yeah, it's a sport.
So there's that.
I could have said the Basin Braves. That was a baseball team.
Right. L.A. Lakers is correct. So you're on the board, Mike. Nice. 1-1 is the score. Who was Ben Stiller's famous dad? Pass for you on that one, Monty.
I can see him in my mind.
Yeah.
I can
too. Jerry Stiller, which Mike said.
Jerry.
Mr. Stiller.
Yes.
I think would have been.
Yeah, why did you say
Stiller
that?
Senior.
Yeah, Mike, you actually, we got through 6 questions, everybody did, so you got the 2-1 victory there. Very nice.
All right.
Yeah, good job, Mike.
Excellent. So you got yourself some Indaba coffee, a $25 gift card. Hold on the line, we'll hook you up with that, okay?
No problem. Awesome. Okay.
What was your Billy Ray question?
The Billy Ray question, by the way, was Billy Ray Cyrus has two famous daughters who sing. Miley is one of them.
Yeah.
Who is her sister?
Oh, wow. You were going tough. It's Noah.
Noah?
It is Noah. Huh? 1 point, Kevin.
Good for you, Kev, because I wouldn't have Noah. okay.
Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So we'll hook Mike up with that coffee in just a second here. And Kevin, you know what time it is?
I don't.
It's a very special moment.
What is it?
In a Friday show history or a J-Gone history or... I don't know. What do you want to say?
Lil Steve, are you going to do
poll
the
time?
So this, you know, for 100 years, when Jay was gone, Slim and I would play Hillbilly Bone. And we decided when Steve took over that it was time to move to a new song, a different song.
That's a good plan.
Mainly because Hillbilly Bone, in our research, didn't even show up in the top 500 songs. And Jay was like, really stop playing that.
I think he took it out of the system, actually.
I think he did. And so we were like, okay. So Steve decided on this song as the song that he will play every time Jay is gone.
So you ready for it?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Okay.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Warren, do you know who Post Malone is?
I do. He fell in Elvis Presley's swimming pool.
Kevin James.
He sang an Elvis Presley song and then he fell in the pool.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
16% of people say they believe they have lived in a haunted house.
Oh, man.
Cool.
I have.
Monty has. Okay. Which house was it, Monty? Oh, God, I remember this story. One of your rentals, right? Yeah. Would you please tell the story real quick? Because it is one that freaks me out.
Okay, so, yeah, it was a house we grew up in, actually. But I don't believe it was haunted until after we were long gone.
Okay.
So I had built a sub-apartment in the lower section of this rental house. I was living in the lower section. We rented out the whole house. And there was a family that had left there, and apparently they had, when we were leaving, they had set up a, what I would call a voodoo shrine in one of the rooms. I don't know what it was called.
A voodoo shrine.
That's what I call
it.
Yes.
I like it.
And then they left in a hurry. No warning, no nothing. So my job was to go clean the house out, get it ready for the next rental. And I had a dog named Mo. You guys remember
Mo? Oh, do we ever? Oh, he was awesome.
And, Australian Shepherd?
Border Collie.
Border Collie.
Aussie Cross. And he refused to go in that room.
Wow.
And he was, you know, you remember Mo. He was a happy dog. Oh, he'd go
absolutely,
anywhere.
Absolutely, yeah.
He'd follow you everywhere except for that room.
No kidding.
And then several other things happened along the way soon after that when I re-rented it to some students. One of which, I walked into my little apartment. The microwave door was open, but it was on. And the room was about 90 plus 100 degrees in the room.
That's the one I remember, Monty. And because I don't think you're a guy who necessarily, like, really wants to believe in ghosts.
No, no,
right?
No, not even.
Not at all. Like, Warren, he's going to tell stories, and he wants to believe in ghosts so bad.
I do.
That he's going to, you know, his story might be like, well, that's, Warren, that's a coincidence that could have been. But not with you. You were like, dude.
There's one more. Okay. The one more part of that story is that the students had all gone home for spring break, and they all came back. So they were all gone. It was cleared out. It was just me and down in the lower section. And
yeah.
When they came home, they come knocking on the lower section door and said, hey, did you go upstairs? Did you go into our house? I'm like, no, I have no reason to go up there. Somebody had made all their beds, cleaned all their rooms, everything. And it was, they checked with everybody they knew and nobody had done anything in that house.
I do remember that you're telling that now. God. That is awesome.
That and the microwave door open and awesome running
and
is
Mo.
Wild. And then, yeah, just Mo. That's always a great sign. Your dog doesn't want anything to do with it. You're like, okay, what are you sensing?
He would not only not go in there, but he would whimper at the door.
You still renting that house out?
Yeah, we still have it.
Any you occupants? Any
any other stories?
I haven't. I have to ask. No.
Okay.
I haven't really paid that much attention, to be honest with you. But we have a hard time keeping people in it.
Interesting. Wonder why.
Are you interested?
Am I interested? Yeah. What's the rent? Is it like Airbnb style? Is that what you do?
It's a five-bedroom house, so you'd be a little bit. You'd have to get
probably on acreage, knowing you.
Yeah, it's 20-some acres, I think.
Yeah, it's perfect for Steve.
Yeah. I'd fit right in.
Especially if it snows, because it's got about a half-mile driveway.
Oh, yeah.
Gravel. Should be fine.
Great.
Yeah.
So, long driveways and ghosts.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.